From the pages of God Bless America magazine, this article is entitled, A Call to Action for Pastors by Mike Edwards, narrated by Gordon Dixon. Pastor, it is not hyperbole to state that we are at a crossroads in America. Everything that matters to freedom-loving people is in jeopardy of radical change or even disappearing. As Bible-believing spiritual leaders, we must accept and faithfully discharge our responsibility to influence our families, our churches, and ultimately our nation in the recognition and support of biblical values. I am exhorting every pastor to take three actions right now. Number one, engage them. There is an old Irish proverb that states, "You'll never plow a field by turning it over in your mind." For too long, we have observed the downward spiral of our culture and consistently bemoaned it, but we have not always done what we ought to influence it. In the vernacular of our day, we are the influencers for biblical values. Please use this magazine and its digital edition as a vehicle to engage with your congregation and educate them concerning the need to support biblical values. Number two, educate them. We are at times conflicted about being too political. I get that, and have been concerned myself about striking the right balance. However, we must remind ourselves that life, the family, training our children, and freedom of worship are not political issues, but biblical issues and Bible truths. I urge you to spend some time reminding and teaching your people about how to recognize and live lives that support biblical values. Number three, encourage them. Let's purpose to encourage our congregations to take actions in three specific ways. Emphasize prayer. As individuals, as churches, and in our communities, let's pray for revival in our hearts that will influence our nation. Join us on October 22, 2024, for a day of prayer and fasting. Emphasize the gospel. People need the Lord. We must renew and emphasize the priority of the gospel. We must recognize that the greatest result of ministry is a life changed by the gospel. It must always be our top priority. Emphasize Christian citizenship. To be responsible Christian citizens, we must know how the Bible addresses current issues, where candidates stand on those issues, and we must vote. Sad to say, many reputable pollsters report that less than half of voters who claim to be evangelical vote consistently. I would suggest that is not proper stewardship of our citizenship. As David stood looking over the valley of Elah, listening to the giant Goliath cursing and blaspheming the God of Israel, he was motivated. As all of Israel stood behind the barriers and in the trenches, young David proclaimed, "Is there not a cause?" How could they do nothing in the face of such a crisis? That decision eventually led him into the valley, facing the giant with a sling and five stones. But in response to his faith and his action, God gave him the victory. We must move like David did that day. It is a time for prayer, preaching, and standing for biblical values.